This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. An apparent, unexpected consequence of the nation's opioid epidemic is that more organs are available for transplant. The New England Organ Bank says in 2011, about 8% of heart transplants involved donors who died of drug overdoses. So far this year, more than 30% of the transplants involve hearts from someone who overdosed. That's contributed to a record-breaking number of heart transplants at Tufts Medical Center. Last Friday, Tufts doctors performed the hospital's 38th heart transplant this year. The previous record was 37 transplants in a single year. To talk more about this, we're joined by Dr. David D'Onofrio. He's director of the Advanced Heart Failure Program at Tufts Medical Center. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So last year, Tufts performed 19 transplants overall. Why so many more this year and the year's not even over?
Well, you know, it's really incredible. We're very, very excited to see the number of transplants that we've done this year and how many lives have been saved by organ donation. I think it's multifactorial in terms of why we've been so successful. I think we've spent a lot of time over the last 10 years, and it's been a real priority for Tufts Medical Center to invest in the resources necessary to build a world-class heart transplant program. We really work with partners throughout New England to share care and to co-manage patients, which has been very important for us to be able to develop a large referral base and a large number of patients that are on our list. Just an example, if you look at the entire regional list in New England, we have 50% of the list are patients at Tufts Medical Center that are waiting for heart transplants. The other piece of the equation are, you know, is we've had real renewed energy from the surgical side, and we've been able to recruit Dr. Greg Cooper from the Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he's got the most experience of any surgeon in the region in terms of heart transplant and has brought a wealth of experience and talent to our program. And I think compared to other programs is willing to make some of these donors work that I think other programs may be hesitant to take.
And what's leading to the increased availability of hearts available for transplant?
And that's the third piece of the equation, you know, increased donors. So there's, you know, clearly been an increase in donor availability in the region this year. We think that the New England Organ Bank has played a big part of that in terms of the work where they've increased donor awareness, increased, you know, working with hospitals to find donors. But, you know, clearly in the background has been the opioid crisis, and we're seeing more donors that have become available that died due to drug intoxication.
Are there increased risks from a heart donated from someone who died of an overdose, or is there any kind of special testing involved? Anything different there?
Yeah. So, you know, there's clearly criteria to look at the risk for disease transmission from donors. The CDC had a risk profile, but now it's called the Physicians Health System Increased Risk Criteria. And, you know, one of the criteria to be an increased risk for disease transmission donor is IV drug use. And clearly, you know, a large percentage of our donors that die from drug intoxication do have a history of IV drug use. And because of that, you know, there's an increased risk of certain diseases. The three main diseases that we get concerned about and that have been tracked are hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and HIV. So, you know, clearly, you know, those need to be looked at, and those donors need to be screened for those diseases prior to transplant.
And you can tell immediately before the transplant whether or not those diseases might become a risk for the recipient.
You know, and again, it's something that's evolved. We, you know, all the donors that have these increased risk criteria get tested, and we've got some sensitive tests available now to actually detect the RNA and the DNA of these viruses in the blood of the donor. unfortunately, it's not 100%, so that even though the what we call NAT testing or nucleic acid testing is negative for these viruses, there's still a very small chance that the recipient can contract the disease, so that we're really mandated by CMS and UNOS, in you know, the federal government, basically to inform our recipients that we are going to use a donor that potentially has this increased risk. We've done our due diligence to try to make sure that the risk is the least that it can be by doing these special testing, but the recipient has to sign an informed consent form and be willing to say, I know that there's a low risk, but it's real, but I know that I'm going to die potentially of a, you know, of heart failure, and that I'm willing to take that risk, and then we'll proceed with the transplant.
When a heart becomes available, it's my understanding that it's a very short window that you have before you can actually use it in someone else. Is that true?
Yes. You know, when an organ gets procured and taken out of the donor's body and put on ice, and you know, and then has to be transplanted, we usually want that total out of body, you know, ischemic time to be around 4 hours at the most. And when you get up above 4 hours, there's a concern that the heart may not work as well.
You know, the Boston Globe did a story earlier this summer about 4 heart transplants being done in one day at Tufts. So if you have increased availability, and obviously there's demand, do you think that our medical community, not just at Tufts, but here in New England, has the resources to keep up with the demand?
I think it's clearly important for us to make sure that those resources are available. We have, you know, over 4,000 people in the United States waiting for hearts that are dying from advanced heart failure. We know that the survival rate at 1 year for these patients that are waiting is less than 50%. We know that with a heart transplant, 90% 1 year survival, better than 75-80% 5 year survival, and 50-60% 10 year survival. So you stretch that mortality of 50% at 1 year to now a survival rate of 50% at 10 years. That we really owe it to the community to make sure that we have the resources available to transplant you know, patients that are waiting with these donors that become available due to an increased supply. And at Tufts Medical Center, we really have invested in the resources to make sure that we can do these things. It's unbelievable to me. I've been in the business 20 years, and I never had a year where we did 4 hearts in one day. And we also had 2 days where we did 2 simultaneous transplants, 2 heart transplants ongoing at the same time. So it's really an exciting time for us, and I think really happy that we can have patients do so well. It's not just the volume, it's the outcomes, and patients really doing well with their new hearts and really getting a new lease on life.
All right, Dr. David D'Onofrio, Director of the Advanced Heart Failure Program at Tufts Medical Center, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
For information about how to register as an organ donor, go to our website, radioboston.org.